Welcome back to the program. Okay, on this, the Wednesday version of the program, we are now going to help you get a job. Those of you who are gainfully employed, just don't pay any attention for the next 5 or 6 minutes or so. For those of you who are looking for a gig, here we go. We're going to refer to CareerBuilder.com. You know when CareerBuilder got my respect?
They're the ones that had the monkey commercials?
That is exactly right. Those are the ones that had the monkey commercials. And if you go online, you can find through CareerBuilder.com a thing called Monkey Mail. MonkeyMail.com. Monkey Mail. All right, just do a search for Monkey Mail. And you can have a monkey verbally give messages to your friends and family and everything. You send an email and a monkey will talk to your family. Which, for some people, that's the only way they can understand what you're saying. But that's, you know what I'm saying. So anyway, Career Builder does that. Love Career Builder.
Helpful monkeys would be huge. We could teach them to clean.
Can we get a station monkey? You know what? We were talking about getting a station pet.
Yeah, to heck
with
that.
Who are you, Justin Bieber?
No, let's get a monkey.
No, we don't need a cat or a dog. We need
a monkey.
Perhaps a more developed primate that can clean things and bring us stuff.
Let's get a chimp.
Yeah.
The WSAU chimpanzee. That would be awesome.
Remember the last chimp story we did was the one about the chimp that ripped the woman's face off. I don't want a chimp in here.
Remember
that story?
I want a chimp.
Remember that story?
You
could stay here in the news booth. I want my coffee brought to me by chimp.
Its owner and ripped her face off.
That's because it was an old woman that treated it. Would you like a Werther's Original? No. Monkeys want to have fun. We would be fun.
I'll come in with a couple bananas every day if the chimp is going to do stuff for me.
Don't some of them fling their poo around as well?
When they love you.
Great.
That, and they pick the imaginary bugs off of your hair when they love you.
Now, listen, a monkey grooming me, that's not fine, but I don't have a problem with that.
You don't want the monkey touching you.
I don't, maybe.
That's if the monkey is clean. Stuff, it's okay.
But I don't want any monkeys flinging poop around.
You guys are sick.
Hey, what about a smoking monkey that flings poop? You want to talk about getting some attention. That would be awesome. We'll teach it how to smoke cigars. It'll walk around with a bottle of scotch and a cigar in its mouth, we'll take it to...
Don't we have somebody in the building that does that already?
Yeah, well...
Imagine if we could train the monkey to entertain guests in the green room while they're waiting to come on the program.
And we could take it on our... We could take it, like, to the Packers lunch we're going to later today. Wouldn't that be awesome? Mm. Teach it to drive, and then we wouldn't have to drive when we go to these gigs. We'll let the monkey drive. I'm loving this. This is taking a... Okay, so back to what we were originally talking about. If you'd like to get a job and not get fired, or you know, just have the people take a look at your resume and go, "Oh, look, a monkey put this resume together. We're not hiring them." According to Career Builder, here are the dumbest things people have ever done on their resume. The top five. All right, number five, the skills section. You know, please list your. Here are my special skills. Skills was spelled S-K-E-L-Z-E.
Skillsies.
Yep. A person also claimed that leading warrior clans in an online role-playing game was a perfect example of leadership experience.
In certain areas, that's probably true.
There are probably people who are addicted to those games who think that.
A person who once applied for the exact same job they had just been fired from. You get canned, and while HR is giving you your exit interview, you go, "May I have an application for the job?" That, I'm telling you, that shows that you have guts.
Or you're a moron.
Okay, you're a moron with big accoutrements. A person who put their previous job title as Mr., not research director, just Mr. What did they call you? What was your title at work? Mister.
At the lower levels, that's true.
I was referred to as Mr. Mila. Really?
I worked my way up from hey you.
Hey monkey, give me some coffee. Yes, sir. And the number one dumbest thing that CareerBuilder.com says that people have done on their resume is a guy who mentioned spending time in jail for assaulting a former boss. That's definitely going to get you... your job interview. Employers also say they've passed on people for having inappropriate email addresses, printing their resumes on decorative paper, and including photographs on the resume.
What would an inappropriate email address be?
SexyMonkeyBabe@yahoo.com.
HotOilMassage12@yahoo.com. Yeah,
wouldn't that get your resume a second look?
It depends on what you were applying for. I don't know. Maybe if you were applying for a gig here, yes. You know, but normally, no, not so much. All right, so where can we get a monkey? I'm serious about this. I want a monkey.
Yeah, it's not a PetSmart item, right? It doesn't work.
I don't think
way,
so.
Generally.
All right, if there's anybody out there that has an understanding of what it takes and how we can get, and I'm not talking one of these Reese's monkeys where it eats worms by the handful.
Right, right. Higher order primate.
Yes,
absolutely.
Like an orangutan or a chimpanzee. What about a baboon? Nah, we've already got one of those.
Tired of all the violence in video games? Worried about the lessons it teaches your children? Grab a copy of Bland Theft Auto. You'll enjoy all the thrills of obeying traffic laws.
Wow, this game even has turn signals. Oh, man, I can't pass on a doubled yellow.
The excitement of helping others.
Time to go to the grocery store for my elderly shut-in neighbor. Sweet!
And the non-stop adventure of respecting women.
If I treat her as an equal and not a sex object, I'll beat the game.
Yeah.
Be safe. Be responsible. Be a good citizen. Bland Theft Auto. In stores now.
Wisconsin Morning News now. WSAU Feedback at 8 on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.